Christmas lights are strings of small electric light bulbs displayed most often on the Christmas trees in American homes and businesses. Some strings are colorful, with lamps in striking combinations of mostly primary colors. Others feature clear bulbs that shine white in the darkness. All of them seem to be a response to a deeply rooted cultural command, "Let there be lights." Christmas lights are not particularly functional, at least in any simple sense, because they are too dim to illuminate most tasks. They're pretty much useless as room lights or floodlights or spotlights or headlights or flashlights. But Americans still use them because their main functions aren't functional. They're symbolic and aesthetic. Christmas lights inform onlookers that we are conforming to the traditions of an American family Christmas. At the same time, their flashes of brilliance bring color and light to the dark and dreary days of winter. Indeed, they evoke the essential enchantment of the holiday season, as they light up not just the living room or the yard, but the faces of children and of adults mature enough to have maintained their childlike awe. Originally an indoor phenomenon, these lights are increasingly arrayed outside our homes. They show up on trees, bushes, roof lines, porches, garages, and basketball hoops. There they seem to have less to do with old family traditions than with newer customs of conspicuous consumption and competitive display. Some people assemble spectacular shows of light and sculpture, making neighborhood streets seem like the Strip in Las Vegas. The lights blink on and off, and their flashes flow in different directions. Sometimes they are accompanied by electronic gadgets that play holiday music, usually badly. These gaudy, garish gewgaws are what Dr. America calls American culture light. For Dr. America, the trouble with many such American customs is not that we practice them, but that we practice them so superficially. Although our light strings tie us increasingly to American commercialism and competitiveness, they also connect us to traditions more venerable and more significant than red-nosed reindeer or Santa Claus. The lights connect us to celebrations of the winter solstice and to the religious roots of solstice celebrations. The word religion comes from the Latin root religare, which means to bind together. At its best, religion binds us to God, to each other, and to God's creation. If ecology is the science of connections, religion is the practice of connections, and our Christmas lights are one of the essential practices. These multicolored lights connect us to the ancient rituals of the sun, which bestows light and life on an otherwise cold and barren planet. They connect us to the Roman Saturnalia and to Babylonian sun feast before that. They connect us to the Persian deity Mithra, whose birthday was celebrated on the 25th of December. Known as Sol Invictus, the unconquerable sun, S-U-N, Mithra was superseded in Christianity by Jesus, the unconquerable sun, S-O-N. Our Christmas lights, then, are no mere decorations, no bulbous baubles. They connect us to the orbit of the earth, to the death and rebirth of the earth's crops, to nature and the natural sources of life. A superficial sign of the Christmas season, they can also be a deeper sign of a natural season of waiting and anticipation. In this time of darkness, the lights of Christmas and the candles of Hanukkah can be our assertion of life. As gaudy and garish as they may sometimes be, they also proclaim both our hope of spring, which is nature's resurrection, and our hope for the personal resurrections that renew our own lives. In a very small way, these whirling lights are our testament of faith in the light of the world. From the American Studies Museum, this is Dr. America, shining a dim light on the many enchantments of American life.